This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
Oh, and we've got a guest that we want to get to here fairly quickly, because they're going to be talking about a really, really special guest that they're having at their parish for a fundraiser. And it's a singer, songwriter that everybody listening, I'll bet you everybody listening without exception, has sung in church songs by the person that's going to be coming to visit them at their parish. So you'll want to make some notes here as to what we're talking about and make it a plan to get up there and see it. Now, with having said all of that, which wasn't much of anything because you didn't tell us anything, Jim.
Take it away, Bridget. He even did the thing where, you know, he did the arm wrestle like the take it away. So anyway, okay. So without further ado, I will let you know at least who the big name legend that's coming to town. It is John Michael Talbot. There is going to be a John Michael Talbot benefit concert Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. at Tipton High School. And our guest via phone today to talk about this really cool event is the benefit concert coordinator, and her name is Michelle Reiches. Did I say that right?
You did.
Yay. Well, Michelle, you have been a longtime parishioner of St. John the Baptist in Tipton. I don't even know that much about the parish there. But tell us a little bit about the parish and maybe how long you've been there.
Okay. Well, first of all, as we're saying here, St. John the Baptist is located in the town of Tipton.
Okay.
Which has a population of around 5,000 people. It is the county seat for Tipton, which has a population of around 15,000. So, as you might guess, it is a very rural community, has always been, agricultural-based. At present time, actually, our parish is populated with approximately a couple hundred families.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a good size for that size of community, for sure.
Yes. But small towns have definitely taken a hit, you know, in the last couple of decades. They come and go in population, and our church has certainly experienced that.
Now, I know in some small communities communities have been around for a long time, they have a Catholic church or Catholic facilities that were built long time ago, kind of the little country church has been there forever, and some of those are kind of wearing out. Is that the case in Tipton there?
Absolutely. I can give you a little bit of history. The official beginning of the parish was in 1866.
Oh.
The building, our church building that we have just lost, was actually dedicated in 1891. The first cornerstone was laid in 1889, the building completed and dedicated in 1891. So the structure was certainly in use for 125 years.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I saw something, maybe like in the Catholic Moment or something recently, that there were some problems in the church and that the church cannot be used anymore. Is that correct? Or what happened?
The church actually at this moment in time no longer exists.
Oh, okay.
So it was raised. What happened is that in 2014, of course, buildings that of that age, the original brick was covered in a shamrock coating, and the shamrock coating, big chunks of it started falling off in 2014, and that led to an inspection and found that moisture had penetrated not only the shamrock but also some of the main trusses supporting the roof. So three of the six main trusses to the church were found to be in disrepair, either dislodged or in deterioration to the degree that it was immediately upon finding it, our church was immediately shut down.
So where are you conducting Mass each weekend now?
We are now having Mass since that time. in late 2014 in the gymnasium of our former school.
Oh, okay.
Right across the street.
So the parish obviously needs to build a new church. Now, was that church then taken down or what?
Yes, it was. It took a while for all of this to come about. Most of 2015 was time spent with teams of engineers coming in to determine whether it could be repaired. Was it beyond repair? And if so, how much would that cost versus building a new building?
Mm-hmm.
So that was happening at that point, as well as lots of discussion and surveying of parishioners to see what people wanted to do. But in 2016, the bishop informed us that the church would not be repaired, that it needed to be torn down. So immediately, as much as could be salvaged from the church was undertaken. So altars and pews and the beautiful stained glass windows, all of those kinds of things were removed, and including our steeple. And anything that can be restored and put back into our new church will be happening.
Oh, that's like so cool. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Ms. Michelle Reiches. She is the benefit concert coordinator from St. John the Baptist in Tipton. And that's really cool that those things have been restored, because that'll make the new church kind of feel like home, right?
Absolutely. And why that's important, not only say for present day or future parishioners, but because this is a small community,
mm-hmm.
most of the present day parishioners have been here for decades,
mm-hmm.
and many for generations.
Now, do you have plans already drawn up? I mean, the blueprints,
yes.
and architecture?
The plans were all worked upon once that decision was made in 2016, and with final plans kind of being determined in 2018, so mm-hmm. it took a year basically to work through all that process. Then in the spring of 2018, the capital campaign began for raising funds, and the new facility, the new building itself, will still be a Gothic structure like what we once had. It will, of course, be up to code with all of the mm-hmm. new requirements. But that we would, and it would be in the same position and face the same direction.
Wow.
So it keeps that landmark, I guess you'd say, status for the
mm-hmm.
community.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to find a builder that can actually build that kind of church? I mean, today everything seems to have, four square walls and a flat roof or a simple pitch roof or something, but, a fancy. That's what I think of as Gothic.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy structure like that is kind of more of a artisan type of thing than your everyday carpenter.
Well, I would agree with that, but quite honestly, I can't speak to that. I do not know. I know that we had lots of people involved, and of course, because this is part of the diocese, the diocese certainly has its team of people that we use. And but I personally was not privy to that.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, you need to raise a lot of money to build this new church. Do you guys have a timeline for when the church is going to be built? And then we'll get into talking about the cool guests that you're going to bring.
There's not an exact timeline. It's based on collection of funds.
Okay.
So we launched this first capital campaign, which was a three-year campaign where parishioners were asked to pledge. And that first goal of $3 million towards a total goal of six was undertaken, like I said, a year ago spring. And we are more than halfway through that first goal. Our hopes were and remain that once we reach the $3 million goal, we would hope that we're going to be able to begin the construction. So somewhere in another year and a half or so, we're hoping.
Wow, that's actually fairly quick given the size of your parish and everything that, you've been able to do that so quickly. Now, here's the big question. I'd love to have heard the conversation of, let's bring John Michael Talbot here. Like, how did that come about?
Well, quite honestly, this is all through prayer. All of us were asked, because this undertaking is obviously a very big financial ordeal for every member of the church.
Sure.
We were all asked to sacrifice, to look at what we could do to make this happen because of this small community. So in my morning prayer time, I just went to God and said, Lord, please tell me what can we do? What can our family do? You know, in our giving, as Scripture speaks to time, talent, and treasure, I'm on the limited treasure side of things, so I was trying to figure out what I could do. And immediately, no premeditated thought whatsoever, I felt the Lord say to me, pursue a John Michael Talbot concert. And I'm just kind of freaking out. I'm like, where did that come from? But anyway, so this was before I went to work. All through the day, I'm just kind of on fire with the idea of it. I get home from work, and I just sit down at the laptop, and I start doing a search. And not only did I go to his website and find out about his concerts that he does tours, they were right then booking tours. This is the spring of 2018. They were booking tours for 2019. I knew that something of that magnitude, I would have a lot of work to do to pull this off, and having no real experience in this, and make a pitch to my parish priest. Anyway, I was just in shock that that's what I found at the end of the day. And when my husband and I gathered together that evening, I told him what was going on. I said, what do you think? I think this is clearly a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And are you with me on this? Because this is a big deal. And, of course, he was equally excited and also impressed. And from there, I went to see the priest, our parish priest, Father Dennis Goff, and I said, I just made my pitch, and he said, go for it, and that's how this came about.
Wow, wow, very, very big undertaking there, and so it went from there just to picking a date and working out the details and things?
Yes, it took a while to get everything settled as far as the contract goes, and also determining the place, you know, because obviously many of his concerts are in parishes. Either concerts or missions are actually held in parish buildings. And, you know, as I just said a few minutes ago, we are meeting in our school gymnasium, which is rather small, but our local public high school has a wonderful auditorium and is used not only obviously by the school, but also for a local community theater group. So then that's just the part of the process. I contacted the high school, and I asked if we would be able to rent the facility, and just one thing after another, everything has lined up.
That is awesome. Well, we need to take a quick break. I can't wait to hear more details about John Michael Talbot's visit to Tipton. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Besides going to Mass each Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an Adoration Chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In a quiet, peaceful setting, where you can really talk to Jesus, and more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you will find Adoration Chapels: All Saints Parish, Our Lady of the Greenwood, St. Barnabas, St. Luke Parish, and St. Michael the Archangel. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He's waiting to talk to you.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest via phone, Michelle Reiches. She is the benefit concert coordinator for St. John the Baptist in Tipton, and you are raising money for to build a new church, right?
Yes, we are.
And I just love that you were telling us that, you know, in prayer, because most of the people we talk to here in Faith in Action are in prayer a lot, and God leads them to the most surprising things.
Absolutely, and I would like to say this. For certain, what this experience has done for me is once again be proof positive that God answers prayer, but for me personally, that God is present to me personally. And that is, you know, obviously a tenet of our faith, that he is. But sometimes we walk in this doubt. Is he in my everyday life? For me, his answer to my prayer and how all of this has come about is proof that God, that this is all true and real. God does answer our prayer, and he's present in our daily life, and he is walking with us.
Well, when I went to Mass, I go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I opened up the bulletin, and I saw John Michael Talbot's coming, and I thought, oh, where's he going to be? And like, I thought, like, you know, Fishers, Geist, you know, one of the big parishes, you know, around town, and I'm like, St. John the Baptist in Tipton? I'm like, wow, how did that happen? So I knew immediately, like, this has got to be a God thing. I have to find out the story behind this. So you got this idea in prayer, and you reached out to John Michael Talbot's people, I guess. And then what happened?
Well, it just is through the mantle, of course. We started by filling out the application to see if he would approve coming. And, of course, he did. And so then we worked on getting the contract with the school and setting dates that would either work with John Michael Talbot and also the school, because the facility is used quite a bit. We were wanting to make sure we picked a time that would work for people driving a fair distance,
mm-hmm.
And not compete with the football schedule on Friday or Saturday night. I thought that Sunday afternoon would most suit people that would drive all across the central part of the state, an hour and a half possibly, or coming up from Indianapolis, that's what we hope, since he was from that area, and because he lived there for quite some time, we were hoping that people from his past would as well be willing to make this trip and to see him, to listen to him, and certainly by doing so contribute to our building fund.
Yeah, and so what I was how many people can come to this event? That's what I'm wondering. How large is your venue?
The auditorium holds 800 seats.
Oh, wow. So where are you at right now in terms of ticket sales, or how do you guys even know where you're at this point, or how many?
You know what? I can't answer that. I do not know exactly where we are at this time. We have some tickets being sold through the parish office and after Mass, and then we have some tickets being sold online, I can't answer exactly where we are at the moment.
So now, were you and your husband familiar with his music? I mean, are you fans, or was it just completely out of the blue that, you know, God, like,
we
put this on your heart?
We are very familiar with his music, even a little more than that. Since my husband and I were in college together at Franciscan University, we've been involved in music ministry. When we came to St. John's in 1987, my husband, who plays the guitar, started the first guitar group at our parish. So we've always been involved in music. But the other side note that makes this interesting is that in the late 70s in our diocese, we were allowed for marriage preparation to attend a Talbot weekend versus going through Precana. And so we were at the Alverna Retreat Center.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
When John Michael Talbot was living there. So we did not meet him. I saw him, you know, on the grounds during that time, and you know, certainly aware that he
lived in Alverna.
Yes,
I didn't know that. That's kind of a retreat place. Tell people where that is, where
it
used to be.
I believe it also no longer exists.
That's right. It's a private residence.
In Indianapolis, run by a Franciscan, and my family had been there. My parents were, you know, went to Alverna quite a bit. But anyway, we knew of John Michael Talbot at that time. And then during the years we were in Steubenville, he did a concert over there. We have been singing his music all these years.
And he actually has so much music out, like, even since then. But I want to get to where people can get tickets. Tell us, you know, about the venue, the details, how to get tickets. We know it's going to be at, you mentioned,
the high school?
Yeah, Tipton High School. So it seats 800 people in that auditorium. Where can people get tickets? How much are the tickets? Give us the details on that.
Okay. Where you can buy tickets right now, if you want to do so online, mm-hmm. it's, you know, stjohnstipton.com. So www.stjohns, stjohnstipton.com.
Okay.
Otherwise, they can buy them, if they're out of town, they can otherwise come and just buy them at the door.
Okay, so people can buy them at the door the day of?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Certainly, at the day of. And then for local people, certainly they can come to our parish office or after Mass on Sunday if they're being sold. We are selling two tickets, a general admission ticket or general seating for $25,
mm-hmm.
and then a VIP package is $50, and that allows someone to come in for the sound check. So if they are in their seats at the concert starts at 2, let me back up. The concert starts at 2. If they would like to purchase a VIP ticket, they are in their seats. They get the choice of seat and in their seat from 12:30 to 1 for the sound check and a more intimate opportunity to see John Michael Talbot.
Oh, wow.
And then also to receive a complimentary CD.
Okay,
otherwise, general admission tickets, the doors will open at 1, and then people can come in. Sound check would be over, and then people can come in and select a seat for the concert to begin at 2.
So the VIP tickets include kind of what they call a meet and greet sometimes with the
right.
John Michael Talbot. Interesting, very interesting.
Right, right. But we're certainly trying to stress to people that if they want a VIP ticket, they have to be in their seat at 12:30, because from 12:30 to 1, the doors are shut, and as we all know, we can't open and close and have people interrupt that.
Right during a sound check. That sounds like a really interesting feature that people can get to do. And I'm sure John Michael's a pretty animated guy. I'm sure he'll be chatting a little there too.
I have been working extensively with his marketing director, and he said that is exactly the case, and that you know, he certainly has to do his sound check, but he usually is communicating with the people who are in there early and have a wonderful opportunity.
And I've been to his concerts before, and they're very interactive. It's not like somebody stands on stage and sings to you. He sings with you, engages the audience, and you'll find that a lot of the songs that he's singing are songs that you have sung in church and you know the words to, and he invites you to join him and participate in it. It's a very entertaining and uplifting program.
That's my understanding, and that is also something that I am very excited about, is that it's not just concert. I think it's ministry as well as concert. And my hope is that not just that it will minister to the parishioners of my parish, also to the people of our community, since John Michael Talbot's music certainly has an appeal to Protestants as well. I'm hoping that many of our Protestant brothers and sisters will come, and obviously to anyone who comes, that we are all have this opportunity to be ministered to while at the same time enjoying both new and old favorites of John Michael Talbot.
I'm sure we've got some listeners right now that are about 90% sold on going. They just have one question. Where the heck's Tipton?
Tipton is east of 31, about between 4 and 5 miles east of 31 on State Road 28. It's actually quite easy to get to. So heading out of Indianapolis on 31, go up to Highway 28, and head east into the town of Tipton. The high school is directly south of the courthouse, or what is called State Road 19, to people who are looking at a bigger map. or what's called South Main Street in the town, 619 South Main Street.
So people can come, they can be Catholic, they can be Christian, they can be atheist, all are welcome, right? And hopefully we'll see, are you hoping to see a lot of families come out, like a whole, because it's going to be, what, Sunday afternoon, right?
Sunday afternoon, yes. Anybody is welcome. Any and all are welcome. We're very excited for this.
So if you could give the details again, date, time, and how to get the tickets, if you could give that information one more time.
All right. Again, it's the John Michael Talbot Benefit Concert for St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Building Fund will be held on Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. in the Tipton High School Auditorium in Tipton, Indiana. The tickets may be purchased right now online at www.stjohnstipton.com or at the door the day of the event.
Well, it sounds like a good time. I think Jim's kind of angling for maybe one of those VIP tickets to go in there during the sound check, right, Jim?
And well, I would be glad to sell it to him.
All right. Well, we can maybe arrange that after we're done here with the show. Well, it's really been great to have you share your story about, I guess there were kind of two stories in this. One, you know, just kind of an answer to prayer and how God is really, really present to us. And I think that's a good message that we can all hear and all be reminded of, that God's not just on the sidelines, but he's involved in our everyday life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we certainly need that. You know, and I certainly needed that. Just myself, I needed to have that reminder that with all the flux that is existing in my present life, God is with me.
And I don't think we can top that message for the day. So our guest today has been Michelle Reiches, Benefit Concert Coordinator of the John Michael Talbot Benefit Concert to benefit St. John the Baptist in Tipton. You can come to that Sunday, September 22nd. Michelle, thanks so much for being our guest on Faith in Action.
I thank you very much for inviting me. Appreciate this opportunity.
Well, we'll see you at the concert.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.